It's not always easy to grant forgiveness to people who ask for it. But Dr. Tony Evans says that when they don't ask and don't deserve it, well, that can be especially tough. He'll tell us about a personal experience today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
I remember the time someone ran into my car and then sped off. I didn't get their license plate. I didn't know who they were. Don't even remember the make of the car. All I know is my car had a dent in it. They hit my car, didn't pull over, didn't say I'm sorry, and wouldn't you know it, every time I saw that dent, I was reminded about that offense that they did to me. You know what I had to do? I had to go get the dent fixed myself, lest I live with anger about something I couldn't change and stay mad at a dent. When Stephen was being stoned to death in Acts chapter 7, verse 60, Stephen said, "Forgive them. And do not hold this to their account." They were killing him. They were stoning him to death. And in the middle of being stoned to death, even though they ever asked for forgiveness, he claimed their forgiveness. He looked up and saw heaven open up and Jesus standing on the right hand side of the Father. Why? Because forgiveness gives you a new level of access to God. So don't let the fact that the person who has hurt you has neither asked for forgiveness, desired forgiveness, don't care about forgiveness, because you're not willing to be held hostage. And therefore, by an act of your decision, you release them so you can keep going to your destiny. Because nothing will hold you hostage to your detours like unforgiveness.
Check out the latest edition of our half-hour daily program and sign up for Dr. Evans' free weekly email devotional when you visit tonyevans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.